UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Everybody in the house was high.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Ty Bustington.
He did bust.
And James Strebel.
Oh, Dad! Ty's right there!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
An old soul, old school journalist columnist that sit there and sit around the old donut shop with the guys and you talk about the good old days and all the victories. I remember when Bob Havlicek was doing this in the Garden. Oh, it was great. Remember this play? Ha, ha, ha.
Did you call him Bob Havlicek?
Oh, sorry. Jim Havlicek.
It's John.
Oh, sorry. John Havlicek.
The Supreme Court.
Here we go, Jack. Get ready. Politics.
Years ago, young Jack Grossman, they said, we can't tell you what pornography is, but we'll know it when we see it.
Yeah, I remember
that. And that is the exact same thing that I feel with summer sports talk radio.
Yes,
and I feel like we are here.
Yeah,
as I wrote out on my topic sheet, something about Imani Bates, a player that I don't know if it still exists, but apparently he does.
Yeah, he does. And, he's supposed to commit this week somewhere. Maybe we think.
I don't know. I have,
but not Michigan, not Memphis.
Who
barely
knows?
Not Louisville. No one knows.
I have Satterfield on Adidas.
Oh,
how's
wow.
That?
I can't wait to hear that.
And you're draped in New Albany stuff today.
Oh,
look
game.
At you.
It's a big game
right,
tonight.
We'll get to your
big game tonight.
We'll get to your big game. 437-9680. That's the UPS Jobs text line. As The Take, that's us. We're hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios on this Monday. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman got
Hello,
you all
ladies.
The way until 6 o'clock. Fellas, good afternoon. A good weekend. Everything goes
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. It was a beautiful weekend. Weather-wise, got some rain, which was well,
why are you doing
very,
the why are you
very
doing the
needed.
Why are you doing the
well,
weather thing right now?
That's all I can
weather
do.
Weather varies. It is partly cloudy here at Cardinal
yeah,
Town.
Yeah.
I see a few white specks.
What
there.
Are you doing right
some
now?
Some cumulus clouds,
and we got it.
Yeah, what do you want? 84 WHAS giving out the news before Miners goes on. What
yeah,
are you doing right now?
He wants 4 minutes of Locke giving an anti-Louisville thing. Then
Locke's
a break.
Been gone
yes,
for like weeks.
Yeah, is he even on Spectrum anymore?
We haven't seen him on Spectrum. Now this is at least. This is a solid 2 weeks.
Oh, solid 2 weeks.
A solid 2 weeks.
It might be three. I mean, he hasn't been around there. I don't know what he's doing. I'd like to text him, but it might be a secret.
I'm not texting
I don't
him.
Know.
Yeah, I
know. It's just been this young lady.
Maybe he left. Maybe he's in contract negotiations.
Maybe so.
You're going to lose that one, Locke.
Yeah, sorry, Locke.
The workforce, they don't care who. Expertise does not matter.
No.
They will cast you aside for someone who is not balding and from someone who's not wearing a suit from 1998. Do you understand what I'm trying to
Read
tell
the
you?
The teleprompter. It's all I need to do. You don't need to give an opinion.
You will lose
this. You don't need
this,
to write anything.
You will lose this. War, buddy.
Yeah.
Trust me, you'll lose the war. Anyway, so we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680 105.7. Imani Bates kind of in the news.
No.
We have a big birthday today. We'll get to that at some point. Kenny Payne has tipped his hand.
Oh, he has.
He has. On the
okay.
DJ Wagner commitment. On the commitment. And you know
okay.
it, and I know.
He's
tipped his hand.
I think he tipped his hand a little bit.
You believe he's tipped his hand?
Maybe either that or, you know.
That it's locked up.
He and Uncle Jerry are golfing,
that,
so he's
that
busy.
That it's secured. Well, that it's ready to go.
I've
That's what I think.
I've noticed something about Kenny Payne on the recruiting trail, though. he doesn't go a lot. It seems like Nolan Smith goes.
Because now he's the head coach.
Hangs out.
Cal made him do all of it. Now he can make somebody else do it.
Cal goes on these recruiting visits. And he goes
he's
and
desperate.
Watches games.
He's desperate.
He's just getting a five-star
you like
on
how
Friday.
I pivoted? Well, you know what? And we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, he got a five-star on Friday, but he's desperate.
Blankendiener didn't mention that today.
Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't
Jack,
talk
did
about
they?
That.
You were there. I don't believe
no, they mentioned Ty and Jaden Sharp. But
oh, I'm sure they
mentioned
Jaden
Sharp.
Yeah.
Not mention Robert Dillingham.
The number one point guard in the country. I mean, big-time player, five-star. Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
How do you think academically he'll fit in there with UK going from the Donda Academy?
Same as someone coming from Oak Hill Academy.
I do scoff at
or any of these academies. What was the Deion Sanders one, the Dream Academy?
Yeah, that didn't work.
It did work. But apparently the Donda Academy is, like, certified.
Certified.
Yeah, there's no issues with him and his transcripts or anything transferring to Kentucky.
You're not worried about his transcripts.
I'm not worried about that. No. He's
Jack,
good to go.
How great of a story would that be as we inch closer
Did
to the
see?
Season? Well, something's still wrong with these Dillingham transcripts.
That would suck. But
and then all the Kentucky fans that have been sucking up to Kanye West will be crushing Kanye West.
No, I would be like, why is this a focus? But Shaden Sharpe's transcripts, no one talked about those ever. Like, his secret graduation dates, plural.
By the way, speaking of lot, Phil Baker said the lock hit him up a bunch during the Sunday morning hangover. He must be around.
Really?
Well, the Sunday morning hangover had had something happen.
Oh, what happened?
We'll get to it. Don't worry.
Oh, wow. They it's a lock was...
Had nothing to do with Phil
nothing
Baker.
Nothing to do with Phil Baker.
Nothing to do
Is
with
it
him.
Curran?
It's not Curran.
It's not Curran.
It's
okay,
not
as long as Curran's okay.
Was it
I'm
Spence? Worried about Curran. Jack, do you know what I'm talking
like
about?
Fine and humorous.
I do not.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We have stuff that Spence and Jason cut from the Sunday morning hangover.
Yeah,
but
it's cringe, and we got to do what
right,
we do.
Okay,
It's not even sound. I'll put it that way.
And by the way, just real quick, because you mentioned Kanye West. I'll take him as our supporting hip hop artist.
Here comes
artist.
A Harlow take.
Yeah, over Jack Harlow.
306.
Because Kanye West is actually a transcendent, talented.
Yeah, but not everybody's transcendent. I'm not backing
I'll
Harlow.
Take the transcendent,
I'm not backing Harlow.
I'll take the
here,
transcendent hip hop artist that revolutionized.
What
the
about
genre,
Master P?
And I like Master P in the day.
Yeah,
I can't hate on Master P. I like Master P.
Look, Biden's on TV.
Oh, he's not wearing
the
tie.
Studio.
Oh, yeah, it's the G7 summit.
He's awake.
They were taking shots at Putin. Because he was like...
They're all wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
Except for the sex guy. Is it Trudeau?
Trudeau. Yeah, Justin Trudeau.
Oh, my God. Jack, tonight I want you to ask your mom what she thinks of Trudeau.
Justin, yeah, the Prime Minister of Canada.
I guarantee... They're Grossman women that have swooned at some point.
Yes, at
for
him.
Trudeau.
Yes, but
from Canada.
But they were making fun of Putin. They saw a picture of Putin on a horse without a shirt, and so they were just blasting him like Boris Johnson and Trudeau. And
was Biden, he fit? Biden. Was it his body?
No, it's him. No, he's actually. The man's probably in his what 60s.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little flub.
There's a little flub there, but for his age.
But
he's
fantastic.
He's got like toned arms.
Well, you're damn right. He does.
I was like, damn. I mean, he did be. He was in the KGB at some point in his career.
Sounds like you like him. Why don't you move to Russia?
No, I don't like him.
Well, sounds like you like him.
They were taking shots at him, but Biden declined to take shots at Putin
because nobody wrote it out for him.
Well, it wasn't on his card.
All right, I got a lead here. Listen,
it's a heavy
we can get into. Listen, we got Imani Bates news, Kenny Payne, but I don't know. Is this worth leading your photo session? What's going on?
If you want to lead with it,
I mean, you know what? We are in. I believe that we have now hit summer radio.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Because
here's the thing. Imani Bates will only be interesting when he commits.
Right, but we have to talk
But we have
about
no that. Idea when that's going to happen.
No, it can happen tomorrow.
And Jack, you know this from producing radio. You know he's going to commit like Friday at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It'll be the same thing as Dillingham to where we don't get to talk about it at all.
It's not helpful whatsoever. So, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday is the 4th of July. You know, by the time we limp in here on Tuesday, it's a conversation, but we're not going to get the full reaction one way or the other, okay?
He said by the end of the month, so I'm hoping that means like Thursday.
Well, I mean,
Thursday,
I mean,
holiday
Thursday
world,
like
talk about
4 o'clock.
That'd be great.
Now you good to go on some of these roller coasters, right?
I mean,
dealing with blank on this too. I mean, I mean, Blank's got a lot going.
I'm sure he
does.
He's
like, I'm going to try to get you a cabana. I'm like, we can't do a show in direct sun.
No.
Our equipment will break.
It will melt.
Okay?
And we're fat doing radio, Blank.
We're
going to melt. Yes.
Okay?
And this Comrex machine will burst into flames at some point.
Yeah, we'll do a little roller coaster.
Yeah,
if
okay.
You will.
Yeah, yeah.
A little coaster action.
Coaster ride, yeah.
So you're getting a photo session. Let's just start there.
Since it's
summer radio, let's start there at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Well, so today, sitting on the couch with my wife, talking, watching TV, and she's like, would you be interested in doing a photo shoot? And I said, what? I was like family photos in the summer? I was like,
right.
I don't want to do that.
Because you guys did that in the fall, right?
In the fall.
Yeah,
I remember that. Like,
we just did that.
I was like,
yeah.
She's like, no.
They're expensive.
They are expensive.
Very
yes.
expensive.
She's like, no, just you. And I was like, you just want pictures of just me? And she's like, yeah. So she hired this photographer to do like action shots of our kids during All-Star weeks, like games, like for baseball. And
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So he hired this photographer to get all of our kids, the pictures. Anyway, he put on his Facebook page, his company Facebook page, that he's looking for dads. He's looking for dads to do, like, dad photo shoots. She was like, she's like, you would be perfect for this. She's like, would you want to do it? Since I'm an attention
so
hooah,
like,
I said, yeah.
So it's like, this guy's trying to grow his business.
Grow his business to do, like, fun,
so it,
like,
so
quirky.
It wouldn't cost anything.
No,
then.
No, exactly. And so it's going to be me and all my Hawaiian shirts and coolers of beer and me riding on the lawnmower and jean shorts and doing like dad
stuff.
Well,
it's got to have Kentucky. It's gotta have a lot of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, I have BBN on it. Yeah, so I'm going to be like – he called me today, and he's like, you're my guy. He's like, I want
oh,
you. He's
Lord
like, you're
heavens.
My guy. I want you to be the dad
Jack.
For my photo shoot. I was like, yeah, so we're doing it next week.
Well, we got to do the show wherever this happens.
We're trying to figure that out, trying to figure out where to go and how to do this photo shoot. But I can't wait. I'm excited about this. I got to buy some of those, like, white New Balance, though, or like the white Nike
but
ones.
But no, you need to be yourself. You don't need to this guy wants you in your natural habitat.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you with brand new shoes.
That's part
not
of the charm.
Dad-like.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, the dad shoes are huge. Yes. Absolutely. The dad shoes are a must. Yeah. But everything else, like, I have in my wardrobe. That's the only thing I'm going to have to get are these shoes. Everything else I have. I'm going to wear my flip-flops, my Hey Dudes. It's going to be like I'm going to have, like, a wardrobe change and everything. It's going to be great.
Texas says, who watches TV and talks on the couch at the same time? Well, Strebel doesn't either, because that's what he said he was doing during the national title game, where he didn't see any of it.
No.
And basically, oh, goodness, Jack, the guy that got injured at the beginning
Brady
of the
Manic.
Game, Brady
yeah.
Manic,
yeah.
getting injured 3.5 minutes
yes,
into the game.
Literally before the first media timeout.
Yeah, literally.
Well, it was earlier today. Like, it was the TV just on as background noise. We were, like, watching a show. It was just on, and we were having a conversation, and she's like, floated this idea my way, and I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. I'm excited.
Who is this guy? This guy seems to be
Keith.
He seems to be budding in the Strebel household a little too much.
No, not at all. No, no.
I don't know. What's going on
Nothing's
here?
Going on.
He's only taking pictures of your kids at the park.
No, he has
now
other kids.
Now you're modeling.
No,
now you're modeling. What's
modeling.
Going on here?
Yeah, no, he takes pictures
Keith.
Of Keith.
Keith.
Yeah.
Okay.
He takes no. He's a photographer. That's his business. He specializes in like the ball field.
Yeah.
It wasn't just our kids.
He specializes.
Yeah.
Strebel will know what I'm talking about. I just don't. Jack won't.
No.
But Jack, you might. Guys about me and Strebel's age. Okay. There was always that guy. This is Jack when digital cameras especially were popular.
Oh,
The Nikon being in photography class.
Yes.
There's always the photography guy.
Yeah, there's a
and
photography
guy. And I'm making sure Keith isn't the photography guy.
It's a business.
Okay.
It's not just like,
okay.
You know, he runs his own business.
Okay.
I've
got to make sure because
there's
the guitar guy.
Yes.
There's the guy. It used to be an angle that these guys would, for artistic reasons only,
purposes.
Yes,
yeah.
That they would try to take photos of mostly women.
Women, yeah, women. Like, right. Hey, you know,
and they're not artists, and their photography was crap.
Yeah, it's like,
okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You have an eye for, you know, yeah. I have an eye for beauty, and you have that beauty. You would fit into my photo shoot this way. No, it's like legitimate stuff. I'll show you some of the stuff. It's good. He's really good.
Texas says we need a glamour shot of Strebel bonging a Bush Light.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a great idea. I have a bong and everything. Beer bong, beer bong. That's awesome. I like that. That's a great idea. Beer bonging.
It's an admission that's going to haunt him for the rest of his life, Jack.
What? What, owning a beer bong?
A bong. A beer bong.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bong and everything.
Beer bong.
We'll have to make sure to distinguish between the two.
Texas says Satterfield getting a 4-star lineman. Of course he is. And that's happened at like 4 o'clock. Satterfield's cleaning up.
He is cleaning
Kentucky
up.
Kentucky football get anyone this weekend? They still
not this
got those,
weekend.
Those 7 3-stars over
July
there.
July is pivotal, Andy. July is pivotal. I'm telling you, there's like 4 4-stars that they're all on. And they got to
get. You sure they're not going to Cincinnati like some of them?
No. I don't know if what they're getting any of them. But if they flub in July.
What did Pilgrim tell you? What did Roush tell you? I mean, go to your guys. What did Roland. By the way,
Roland is where I got all of this from.
Jack, we're going to have to look this up as well. Justin Roland today was supposed to put out Cats Illustrated his record for Kentucky this coming season.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean.
What do you have it as? Did he do 10-2?
I didn't see it, but it's 10-2 or 9-3, obviously.
Oh, well, we'll look it up. I'll look it up during the break because I have the subscription.
But he's got to do something. Like, he's got to go 8-4, which is going to, you know,
he can't do that.
Anger Vince Merrill, or he's got to go Daryl Byrd 11-1.
Yeah, no, he can't do 8-4 because you're right. He'll piss off Vince. He'll piss off Big Dog. He'll get a text like, hey,
come on, Roland.
What is this?
Can you look and see if that hasn't
tweeted since June 12th.
Yeah, he has.
It's got to be on the website then.
No, no.
Let's see.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, there. No way. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me
he
see.
He tweeted 3 hours ago.
That
must be the wrong Justin Roland.
What Justin Roland are you looking at?
It's one with a check mark. I'm going to get one.
Do you not know Justin Roland?
Yes, from Cats Illustrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I just don't follow him on Twitter.
On the show before.
Yes,
you don't follow him on Twitter?
I don't think I do.
I don't see
I must not because I'm searching him, but I can't
what
find
should
him
we,
anywhere.
Here's the problem with Jack. There's no reason for him to really follow Roland.
There isn't. No,
other than the radio station.
Yes, yes.
Other than just being in the area, radio right, station, yeah, and curiosity.
I follow enough Kentucky people to where...
Roland's the good stuff.
I kind of assume that I followed him, but I guess I do not.
No, he's the good
that
stuff.
Follow, man. He was one of the people that was... like kind of breaking down during Louisville's successful week last week and trying to rationalize it.
Texas says, I have a bong. Texas says, the big deck is the best place on earth for the photo shoot. Absolutely.
Well, that's going to be part of it for sure. Yes.
Yeah. Is this guy going to pretty you up? That's what I'm worried about.
No, I'm going
to
be me.
I want you to be you.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaiian shirts. Oh, I want BBN. I want Bush Light. I want the big deck.
Yeah, there won't be any like makeup sessions or anything like that. Like, No. It's going to be me in my natural element. It's definitely not. No. Not just. Yeah, it's not going to be. It's going to be professional, but like I'm running the show here with like what I'm wearing and stuff.
I disagree with that. You bet. You're just the model. The artist gets to make
the
decision.
That's true. I've never been a model before. This is all new
to me.
Shocker,
really?
I've never been.
You had senior photos, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's you wear the stupid like tux.
No, you look like an idiot.
And that's it. Yeah.
No, you're out by like near a barn in a trailer.
I didn't really do those.
Oh, we did. I'm like telling my parents. I'm like, I'm high school at Jeff. I'm not in a barn.
Right. Well, I'm in
a barn. Where we are.
Why is Lee Rabeau over there petting a horse's mane? What's going on here?
Lee probably owns the barn.
Yeah, you know, he owns the barn and the horses and the photographer. He owns all of
them. Texas says Roland can't tweet about politics anymore.
No, that's the Athletic. No, that's
Tucker.
The Athletic. That's Kyle Tucker. Yeah.
No, Roland's 24/7. Are they owned by? I mean, are they owned by somebody that has made that decree?
They're owned by Rivals, but I don't think Rivals has done
that.
I haven't seen that.
But was that a big? thing, a big issue with rivals writers?
Not that I've heard. I've never heard anything like that.
Roland doesn't do too much political stuff.
He does stuff here and there. He'll sprinkle it in.
Yeah, he'll sprinkle it. But it's a sprinkler.
But it's not like
Kyle Tucker used to be.
Kyle Tucker used to be like every day.
Yeah.
You know,
like Dillingham. Hey, it's Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We're going to talk number one point guard in the country, Roe v. Wade.
I mean, it's a quick pivot. Yeah, quick transition for Kyle Tucker. Absolutely.
Texas says LMAO, beer bong, beer bong, beer bong.
Get the point across.
Texas says Bolshevik big rig. Texas says, of course, MAGA Strebel likes Putin.
I don't like Putin. I was talking about political leaders from around the world making fun of him. That doesn't mean I like Putin.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, Jack Harlow performed at the BET Awards last night. Did you watch?
No.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, I don't watch any award shows. I loathe award shows.
I used to like, when I was a kid, the Billboard Awards.
I used to like the MTV, the Video Music Awards and the MTV Movie Awards when I was a kid, but they're both awful now. I haven't watched it in probably over a decade.
Texas says, how much skin will Strebel be willing to show?
No, it's not that kind of photo shoot. No, don't worry. No.
Texas says, this photo shoot is very weird. Here's what it is. The Texer's right. Jack, I'm also going to catch him up on this.
Yeah.
There is what I believe to be a marketplace.
Yes.
Okay? For women.
Yeah.
To have photo shoots.
Yes.
Like, okay?
Boudoirs.
That's the word.
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Jack,
yes.
Say that word. Boudoir.
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Yes.
It's fancy. It's like classy, sexy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a thin line with all of this.
Oh, very thin.
There's a thin line. So people pay, like, legit good money for this. I believe this is what this guy is trying to do with you. Obviously not the sexy
portion of it. Right.
But more of the quote-unquote dad portion of it. That's
right.
That's my read of the situation, that he is trying to cap, Keith is trying to capture a marketplace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly what he's trying to do.
That right now is an untapped marketplace, and probably for good reason.
Yeah.
But I'll leave that up to him and his business.
We'll see the market value of it.
He knows that much more than I would.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what these photos do.
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Yes. The boudoir photos, Jack. They're like lingerie and stuff, but not like,
I think Jack understands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jack understands.
Okay. Good. Good.
No, they're wearing winter coats.
Yeah. They're like laying on a bed and there's roses. Yeah. It could be nice.
So you've seen a lot of these photos.
No.
I mean, Strebel's explaining the photos, Jack.
I'm trying to help Jack.
He explains
Jack.
The photos. There's lingerie. There's a bed.
Well, yeah,
there's
I'm
a rose.
To, yeah, I'm trying
and
to help
I,
Jack.
Yeah, and then like that. Well, that's the. You've seen the boudoir photos, then.
I know what the companies advertise.
Gotcha.
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, go ahead.
No,
you just killed the segment.
It there. No,
you're
I just
leaving
said,
it there.
I,
that's where we're leaving
yeah,
it.
That's
secure.
Where we're leaving it.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Texas says Kyle Tucker's a poor man's Rex Chapman.
I don't think so. I think Rex Chapman's a poor man's Rex Chapman.
You're anti-Chapman.
I don't like him.
Okay.
He's a lib.
No, it has nothing to do with his politics. I don't think
he's a little high and mighty.
Yeah. He's like, dude, stop. And quit showing me dogs, bruh. Like, I get dogs, bruh. I get it. Dogs, bruh.
Dogs, bruh.
Yeah, I just
Texas says, is James going to shave his back for the photo shoot?
It's not shirtless. I'm not going shirtless in the photo shoots. No, I'll be clothed at all times. Like, fully
clothed.
That
was a lie.
That's not a lie.
Texas says, Louisville got a four-star offensive lineman that Kentucky wanted.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. I've heard all about it. I understand what's going on.
I mean, at this point, it's like, which time?
Yeah, when? Now, who? How many?
There's probably three or four of them.
A few more. I know. That's what you said earlier. Big dog's not talking about it.
Stoops was cooking out for everyone last week. That was nice.
Yeah, he was.
That's nice.
Satterfield had Kona Ice for the team. Do you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, yeah, he had a Kona Ice truck for the team. He was like running it.
Satterfield's going on vacation.
Where's he going?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Oh, wow.
He talked about it with Diener.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to
hear
this.
It's a very family thing to do. It's actually something that I think the Streebles should do in a couple years.
And okay.
I'm saying that, and I totally mean it.
Oh, cool.
Totally
mean it.
I don't know. I'd say that for about half the trip. The other half, I don't know.
Well, Streeble doesn't drive, so he's fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, I was going to say, it's a lot of driving, but Streeble doesn't drive, so he's fine. Hey, wife, go drive.
I would say it's more so there's not much for the kids to do at the other half of the vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, you find things for the kids to do. You got to search sometimes things for the kids to do. There's always something.
We also have, Jack, we're not going to be able to see this because we're not 24/7 subscribers.
What?
I don't want you to even look at Twitter right now.
Okay,
because I want this organically, you to see this organically.
Okay.
There is a crystal ball in for Aaron Bradshaw.
Oh, boy. It's Louisville. I mean, I guess right now, if you're telling me not to look at it, it's going to be Louisville. Right?
I don't know. No, I'm saying I don't.
You don't know what it is.
I'm saying it's behind the paywall.
Oh, okay. It's behind the paywall.
I'm
okay.
saying I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
So I won't go on and look.
I know. I'm saying Jack, we got to find out what this says.
Oh, okay.
It's our guy, Travis Branham.
Oh, Travis Branham. Uh-oh.
You said it was 247?
It's 247.
Yeah, Branham, of course. It's
Branham. It's Branham. Branham's logged one.
He's logged one. All right, let's see what it is.
Let's take a break and figure this out.
About DJ Wagner. Because the story is they do not want to play together.
Yeah.
So that could be another indicator.
It could be an indicator.
It could be an indicator.
That's a storyline.
If it's Louisville, then I'm fine with it. Because that means
that ain't gonna work here, big boy.
No, because that tells me if he's going to Louisville, DJ
okay
to Kentucky, because they both made it clear that
I don't know what I believe, but yes,
and we've had recruiters on here saying that they not want to play together. Bradshaw specifically does not want to be attached to DJ Wagner in college.
Who will Aaron Bradshaw be attached to? Hopefully, we'll get behind the paywall next.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you mow the grass in those socks? They're a little green.
No, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't come out as...
All the way.
Yeah. And I do own, like...
And James Strebel.
When I do laundry, I do separate. I do separate the whites from the colors when I do laundry.
Whoa.
You know what I mean. You got to separate so that your white shirts don't turn like pink and such. So that's, you know, they still didn't get all the way done.
Oh, Jack, did you have him sinking at 3 o'clock today at 3:04 just immediately?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, reminder, local ESPY Awards, baby, they're back.
Oh, wow. There
you
we
like
go.
That?
Yes.
Why don't you take a mini run at the Diener show?
Why? Are they promoting themselves? Nobody
else?
Well,
no, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
No. I'm taking a local. Well, no, the local ESPYs, I mean, they're conveniently forgetting anyone Kentucky.
Oh, well, of course. Yes,
they did say Tshiebwe.
Okay,
that was the only one.
Like the female athlete of the year on the college side is Ryan Howard, right?
Yeah.
She was an All-American and went number two in the WNBA draft. Like, I'm not being
Abby Steiner won, like, gold medals in the World Championships or something?
Yeah, like this weekend, Abby Steiner's won, like, every collegiate like everything track and field this season for Kentucky.
Thank you.
And just won worlds. So,
thank
yeah.
Strebel.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm just
James,
saying it's
James
true.
Vaught. James Vaught.
She, I mean, she's
Larry Strebel.
No, she should be a nominee, right? Like, she should be a nominee.
Yeah, she's nominated. So, 437-9680, you can go to our Facebook pages. By the way, Strebel's Facebook page is still down. And, yeah. and Jack, now it says divorce.
Yeah.
It has Strebel's information, and now
she
it
went
says,
to the doctor.
It says the marital status is divorced.
Yeah.
And of course, Strebel was sent that at 10 a.m. this morning
by Mitch.
By Mitchell Hannigan.
Yeah, who must not have had a game today.
Oh, he had nothing.
The Cardinals
today.
Must be off.
After the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs won two
that.
Or three.
That's right. Spanked them all weekend. Yeah, congrats to Jack.
They punked him once.
They did.
They
yes.
did. And then St. Louis blew a 5-0 lead yesterday.
I mean this, Jack. I think, boy, it's a hot take. I think the Yankees and Astros could play 10 games apiece against the Cardinals.
And win 8 of them, at least.
No, yeah, I would say they'd win 16 out of 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You like that?
Yes. Yeah, the Cardinals aren't good. They're just in a crappy division, and they're actually attempting to win. So yay for them for trying to win, but they're not good.
In the 4 o'clock hour, I had a predicament.
Yeah.
It's a baseball one.
Oh, okay.
But it's not about baseball. Dudes will like this. But I'm interested in what Jack thinks because he loves baseball.
Right. Okay. He's a seam head, as they say. Yes, yeah. He likes baseball.
Okay. Did you happen to – people are texting us. Have you seen
– No, I haven't.
You've not seen
– I have not seen it. No. Okay. He told me to stay away, so I stayed away.
You stayed away.
I've stayed away.
Travis Branham of 24/7 has logged a crystal ball. I believe Travis Grab may have done the same.
Okay.
Aaron Bradshaw, the 5-star big man.
Yes.
Right now, all signs indicate it's going to be Kentucky.
Okay. 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 I mean, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with
well,
that.
And what it does for me is it puts this show in the position that I begged you not to put yourself in, Strebel.
What's that?
Well, here's what it is.
Okay.
I have been telling you that Kentucky is going to have a monster class. You have been telling me
yes.
that Kentucky's going to have a monster class. I mean, we talked last week. I think you're like getting 4 or 5 stars.
Yeah.
At least.
This will be the third.
And probably,
yeah.
Okay. So Dillingham, Bradshaw, Reed Shepard, that's the start. I think there's another 5-star. I think there's probably a guy who, a little, you know, 4-star Bryce Hopkins type
yeah.
that's in there.
Yeah.
And I think there's obviously the transfer market that you know Cal's going to bring in a couple guys.
Especially after this year.
Especially
everybody's
after this
be
year.
Gone. Yeah.
2-3 guys, you know what's going to happen, okay?
Right.
But you were so strong, and you got – this is your – I would say if I need to meet your wife because I think she would agree with me.
Yeah.
You get dug in on certain things. I don't know if you do this at home.
I do, yeah.
But,
there's certain things I'll get
DJ
dug in on.
DJ
yeah.
Wagner
yeah.
going to Kentucky, you got so dug in that you gave – young Jack Grossman and our audience. I mean, Jack, you could search that. There's hundreds.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's hundreds
yeah, at least.
Of DJ Wagner crap. And I kept telling you, you're not going to get him, but you're going to get like everybody else that you want.
It's going to be
you're
going to
love your class. But it wasn't enough. You could not give in and say, you could have played it. You hired Pop. That's all you could do.
Right.
Where else are you recruiting KP? Why aren't you going to Spain? And that we're going to talk
later.
Yeah. But Kenny Payne not even going to, what is it, Spain?
Is there Spain
for 8 days?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Cal's
the world
going.
Championships. Cal's there.
So it's listen, you did this. We tried.
I begged you.
And now I can't protect you.
That's fine.
Me and Jack cannot. I mean, listen.
I don't care.
People are going to take runs, and we're going to want to back our guy. But there's no way we can.
Me. It is fine.
When you are 100% exposed on this.
I know.
And you're going to have – here's what I think it's going to be. I think you might have the number one class. Or Duke.
They're going to.
Or Duke. I mean, let's just be honest. Probably behind Duke.
Duke's going to be number two.
But that's the new number one is being behind Duke.
Actually, Shire probably won't even have a top five class next year because they're going to stink so bad they're going to botch it. And so he'll probably fall. But no.
You're going to have the number one or two class. You're going to get transfers. You're going to get three, four, five stars.
It's going to be Cal.
You're going to have a great class.
It's going to be his best class since the De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, Bam Adebayo class. That's how good this class is going to be. And look, I understand the position I put myself in. I get it. It's just because I don't want Louisville to have anything nice. And DJ Wagner is something very, very nice.
But now they got something on you.
I don't care.
What you gave them.
But you know what?
DJ Wagner's got to play
Dillingham, and he's going to have to get embarrassed by Dillingham. So I'll have that. Well, they'll win the DJ Wagner sweepstakes. They're actually going to have to – DJ Wagner's going to have to play against Robert Dillingham. And we'll see after that.
DJ Wagner's going to pull – he has to pull a Pierce Clarkson. DJ Wagner needs to go recruit.
He better get to work because Kenny Payne ain't doing it. He better do something. Kenny Payne's he's golf with Uncle Jerry.
Man.
Why ain't Kenny Payne's butt in Spain with everybody else?
You've been all over the message board.
DJ Wagner's not the only recruit on these message boards. DJ Wagner's not the only recruit in Spain. He's not.
Who's in Spain? It's 17 and under.
Yeah, 17U. It's like
we need to explain to people because I'm not sure.
Is this the same team that like Cal coached Romeo and rightfully decided he didn't want him?
Yeah, he cut him from the team.
Yep. Yes, yeah.
Basically called him soft.
Yeah, yep. Soft.
Back in the day, that meant something, Jack. I remember thinking, okay, Cal wants his guys,
right?
But it's, now that Cal doesn't win at the clip that he used to, I don't feel that way anymore. you know what I'm saying? Like, when Cal dismissed Romeo.
Yes.
I thought that said something
that
about Romeo.
Deal. Yes.
I thought he wasn't very good.
Well, no, Cal ended up being right, but what I'm saying now is if that were to happen now.
Oh, you wouldn't have, it wouldn't hold the same weight. I understand.
I would not think the same.
I understand that. I get your point there.
I don't think Cal was right about Romeo.
Yes.
I don't think Cal cut Romeo. I think Romeo was on the team, but
he had
back issues the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
My neck and my back.
And then it was his hand that did it.
I totally get it. And that's fine. But it's.
I mean, you've done this.
It'll be the only thing that they'll be right on over me. Congratulations to the Louisville fans on having the worst thing. Here's what's going to hurt our hearts.
You're going to be fighting. You're going to be in the streets.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to be flaunting your other five stars. And you're going to be flaunting being preseason number four.
Right.
And fundamentally, Strebel, you're going to be right.
But they're
going to
have the DJ Wagner stuff.
But it won't matter. You gave them.
That's fine.
And God bless you for it.
Yeah,
it's been great content for us.
Yeah.
Me and Jack have been beneficiaries, to the nonsense.
Yeah.
But. You could have seen it a long time ago.
But Cal's not done. If Cal was done, then I would give it up. But he's not. Kentucky ain't giving up.
And I'm sure they've already done. I'm not saying something here that I think would be revolutionary.
Sure.
I want to be clear. This is fun summer radio that we're in. Aaron Bradshaw, five-star, big. He's playing right now with DJ Wagner.
In Spain, yeah.
I mean, well,
in high school
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Camden. I mean, there's rumors of him. I think Ty. I don't know who it was. It may have been Ty. It may have been somebody else.
Yeah.
Because I'm deep in these message boards as well. Obviously, you are.
Yes.
I guess he might play locally somewhere, which is exactly what I would do if I were DJ Wagner.
Well, play Louisville around here. Yeah.
And start making that bank.
That NIL right away.
And just start making that bank
just get
now.
Started. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not even wait.
Now, that was a rumor a while ago, so that's picking up even more steam now that he's going
to
play.
You know what I would love if DJ Wagner went to, a public school that, like somewhere random. How good's Ballard? I know they're usually pretty good.
Ballard would be good.
I don't know if I would want him to go to one that's not good
Ballard or Mail or something.
Or to go somewhere like that.
And what if he went to Manuel? He's literally right across the street from here.
Because here's the thing. I would, selfishly, that would, That would make me pay attention more. And this show would just go public school versus private school, and we'd wage war against Vannetti and Diener. Well, that's
Vannetti
the problem.
What if Vannetti got him to Trinity?
That's what I fear.
What if Diener got him to Trinity? He's a Trinity fan.
I forgot Trinity. Diener's a Trinity fan now.
You got Diener, you got Jody, you got Vannetti. I don't even know all of the Trinity Illuminati. I have no idea.
Vast.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is vast.
Well, the Brahms, even though, you know, they're
the Brahms,
Brahms, I mean, they're Trinity guys.
Hit up JB.
Yeah, Jeff Brahms.
You know,
hey, Jeff.
JB wins 5 games this year. He gets probably $1 million
exactly.
with his new deal.
It's like, hey, you're going to be in Louisville soon anyway. Jeff, you want to help
no,
DJ?
No one has Louisville football to thank more than Jeff Brahm.
That's a great point.
Anytime Louisville loses a game in football, somebody says Jeff Brahm, and somewhere JB is making $200,000.
West Lafayette,
like,
Indiana,
somewhere.
They find money.
That's my guy.
Beat Nebraska 24-13.
Yes, yeah, exactly. The Cornhuskers.
Texas says, Strebel isn't great at sports radio, but he's in a crap league. I don't know what that means. Texas says, DJ to Iroquois High School, the alma mater of Scotty D.
Oh, there we go.
Like New Albany or Jeff.
What if you went to Jeff?
Southern Indiana.
What if you went to Charlestown like Keontae Goodwin?
Keontae Goodwin.
He goes to Charlestown. The Pirates.
Oh, man.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
Man. Texer Dillingham has shirts on Kentucky branded.
Yeah, of course he does. Why wouldn't he? Yes. You're building a football program based on NIL. Yes, that's what Robert does. I wish Kentucky football would do more stuff like Kentucky basketball does. It's true.
I'm going to read that one.
More t-shirts. That's all we need to fix everything. Stoops, more t-shirts.
Oh, man.
Not just t-shirts, but you know what I mean.
Not enough t-shirts.
Texas says DJ is better than Dillingham. There we go.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm not. See, it's such a basic bad conversation.
It is a bad conversation.
It's not funny. They're not the same position technically. And isn't there one more final rankings?
Yeah. On three, DJ's two and Dillingham's three.
Okay, so settle down because
we got a while to go.
Then if they flip.
Yeah.
And one becomes, and Dillingham becomes two and DJ becomes three, you're going to give Strebel ammo that you do not need to give him.
They're nose and nose in these rankings.
Nose to nose.
You're acting like one's in the top three and the other one's in the top 25. That's not the case.
Texter's right. DJ needs to play in Jeff to play for Sharon Wilkinson. I'm with that one.
Oh, he can go to, where's Perrin coaching? Eastern?
Collegiate.
High school? Collegiate. He needs to go to Collegiate. Oh, that's a private school, though. Well, it's a private school. The DJ might like it. He might go play for Perrin Johnson at Collegiate.
Wait a minute. He's not at Collegiate.
Is he not at Collegiate? Why did I think it was Collegiate?
I don't think he's at Collegiate.
Okay, no,
I think Strebel might be right.
I think he's at Eastern.
Okay,
is it Eastern? Hold on. As soon as I said it, I was like, crap, that does not sound right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's at Eastern.
Strebel really thought, well, no, DJ would never go to a private school.
Yeah. Well, that was the argument earlier between public and private.
They keep their finances on the quiet.
Yeah, a little quiet.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's Fern Creek. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Fern Creek. Sorry, Fern.
Where did I get Collegiate from?
And he was wearing Tigers gear.
Yeah.
When he was filling in.
Yeah, he was talking about Collegiate in terms of something when he was in studio.
Well, they must have a good forward. They're going to steal him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good luck.
He just started looking around.
You got that Collegiate. Egypt money.
Yeah. Now you're talking expensive private schools. That's
where you need to try to get a teaching gig. Right there.
Jeez.
Oh, right?
That'd
be too good for us.
No, they'd look at me and be like, no, we're good. I don't come across as like collegiate. I don't think.
Well, no, that's a part. That's
that
the
would
point.
Be funny, yeah.
You'd have to spice yourself up a
little
bit.
I would. It's really, I've been in the school before. It's super nice. They had like a grand piano when you enter in the front. At least they did when I was there.
Texas says Lieberman at Collegiate. Oh, yeah, Lieberman's there.
Oh, okay. Lieberman.
You know who Lieberman
is? I have no idea who Lieberman is. Lieberman.
Wait, we got to make sure is Lieberman at Collegiate. Jack, do you know who we're talking about? Mark Lieberman. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, not.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no, it does because he was in studio recently.
Not too long ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
he was at Point Central
Theater
for a while.
Yeah.
Is he a coach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I think that might be what I would have confused Barrett Johnson with Mark Lieberman.
Those are two very different men.
Yes, yes. They
really are.
Well,
incredibly
there you go,
different.
That's exactly what it is.
There's a first for everything, isn't
there?
Wow.
Yes.
Texas says, are Dillingham and DJ knows? No.
Yeah, I'm sure that into that wasn't very good.
Nope. I'm not going to read that one, but I see it. Man, the text, come on, guys.
What are they doing?
That one's pretty good. That one, but I just can't.
You can't read it?
No, we're not that summer radio.
Okay.
Texas says, Lieberman coach with Patino. Yes, we know which Lieberman it is. They didn't know. And I didn't make that clear. I just said Lieberman, and Treble hasn't thought of Mark Lieberman in years.
Yeah,
it's not someone that would be in his brain at all.
No.
So I knew what I was talking about, but I fear that nobody else did. And that's not good radio if that's the case.
Jack, I apologize. That's not good. Jack thought he was Perrin.
Quickly, Jack, before we get to our top of the hour break, 437-9680. One more thing. Bleep off Arch Manning.
Oh.
And bleep off DJ Whoa. Wagner as well.
Why?
Well, I'm not getting any. Come on.
Oh, yeah. There's no lead up. Yeah, there's no.
You know, here's what I needed to have happen. Milt Wagner not to be hired. That's what I wanted this summer. And we really didn't get any. Technically, we're not going to get any this summer.
No drama.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If DJ Wagner commits, that will be a big day.
It will.
I shouldn't act like it's not, but we all know what's happening here,
right? There's no anxiety involved in it. There's no anxiety
whatsoever.
Nothing.
Like, Arch Manning was quiet, didn't say anything, has never tweeted, put a tweet out. That's fine. The Mannings are boring. That's how they do things. That's fine.
Yeah,
I would love if there were, like, a cocky Manning.
Right.
Like, who had the personality of, like, Draymond Green or Johnny Manziel.
Right.
And that would make things fun. And here, I mean, Dillingham, we knew where he was going. DJ, we know where he was going.
Pretty good, we know. Pretty good idea where Aaron Bradshaw was going to go.
Aaron Bradshaw, like, there's a part of me that I wanted. Like, we didn't get this with Reed Sheppard. Also, Reed Sheppard gave us, I mean, just absolute no drama. Content.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't this month after month after month as we go into the summer to where, you know, Calipari hadn't offered or, you know, Calipari, you know, he had committed, but there's a rumor that Reed Sheppard's being courted by John Shire.
Right.
Like, I'm using that as an example to give me some sort, give me a press conference in June at least. Like, give me something that I can build something around.
He committed so early on.
DJ Wagner has given us a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we wanted it to be more. I'm selfish. I wanted this baby to drag on into the summer.
I understand.
And imagine if Milt's not hired, and imagine if it's between, like, all the analysts come out and they say, it's Louisville, it's Kentucky, it is a race now for DJ Wagner, and Strebel could play the, hey, DJ, why don't you come play with a bunch of other pros?
Right.
Why don't you come play with other pros? Louisville's losing Al Ellis, and they're losing Sidney Curry, and they're, you know, Jalen Withers going to stay in college and everything else. Okay.
They'll have Kamari Lanz at Devin
Reed. Play with pros.
Right.
We didn't get any of that.
Nothing.
We didn't get this Spanish trip, okay?
No.
If Kenny Payne doesn't go.
What does that tell you?
And Nolan Smith does go. And Kentucky was every assistant was over. I'm talking about if we had a true race into the summer and we got nothing. And there's a part of me that's quite frankly, there's a part of me that's heartbroken over it.
Because they're not going to be funny back and forth.
This was the one, man.
It could have been really good.
Reed Sheppard, nobody really cares about.
No.
I mean,
he's a nice player. He's fine.
He's a fine player.
He's 5-star.
It would be funny just for us to kind of laugh at the state, if you will.
Yeah, battling over DJ Wagner.
Well, yes.
And we're not going to get it.
And we get none of it.
Well, here's what we could get, though. I mean, I do remember when Aaron Bradshaw was on campus with Louisville. Louisville fans were very cocky about it. They were very cocky about it, saying that he's there on Kentucky's dime. They were putting pictures of him in Cardinal gear and all that stuff. So there'll be that. I'll have that. And I'll have
everybody
this too.
Does that, and, but yeah.
But no, they were like, he's ours, confident. He's ours. But, I mean, Steve Roach, we have a 5-star big man on campus right now that we're probably going to get. No, you weren't. But anyway, I'm also going to have fun with this. If they get DJ Wagner, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with this too. Who else you got? Because you're not in on anybody else.
Yeah.
You put all your eggs in the Aaron Bradshaw and DJ Wagner basket. Oh, I do.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Yes, they did.
You don't think if DJ Wagner commits to Louisville, which is probably, you'd imagine pretty soon that Louisville, I mean, that there's a, of course, I say a Pierce Clarkson thing, but that is so based around NIL.
No, right. That's a different situation.
I don't know the, no, I'm going to have to kind of find what Kenny Payne's groove is here, recruiting to be quite honest.
Not only that, like, I can tell you who Kentucky's in on. Like, I can sit here and list off exactly all the big 5-star prospects that Kentucky's honed in on. I'd like to have, like, Ty Spalding or somebody tell me exactly who is Louisville honing in on other than DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw. I'm sure there's more, but I just haven't seen a lot of those guys. Maybe because I'm not as in tune with as I am with Kentucky, but it just feels like it's all DJ Wagner. All DJ Wagner. It's like, man, you have an entire class you need to put together. He's a good player. He's a great player, but you're going to need more. Like, Kentucky understands they need more than just Robert Dillingham. They've got other guys they know they're going to get or they're trying hard to get. What if Louisville fans are so hyper-focused on DJ Wagner? What if you get DJ Wagner?
We haven't talked about anybody
some
else.
3-stars.
Right.
Or like it's a 4-star. Is that going to be good enough? Well, is that good enough for Kenny Payne? Well,
I mean, the topic is, will this then kickstart the recruiting effort,
sure,
the recruiting here at Louisville. Yeah, because I think, you know, I mean, Huntley Hatfield is a guy that, you know, I think thinks he's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. He thinks he's good.
Okay,
yeah, we'll
Withers, I don't know. Like, in other words, I'm saying in college, in today's game, how many of these guys come back, again, not knowing the NIL situation,
right,
with the Louisville basketball team.
Sure.
I mean, Ellis, Curry, Withers, Huntley Hatfield. I mean, this is the case I would make of guys that would be off the team.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you
have Roosevelt, Devin Ree on the team.
And Kamari Lands.
And Kamari Lands on the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, one starting level guy maybe out of those three,
right,
in the ACC.
Yeah, unless Kamari Lands is like a complete baller. And
well, I'm counting Lands.
Yeah.
More so than anybody.
You have to.
No, I would, because he's a wing and not
a
big.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, boom.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Texas says Louisville's been recruiting Xavier Booker. Okay, well, thank you.
Isn't the IU, Jack? That's IU or North Carolina?
Michigan State.
I think
Duke's in on him also.
Duke's
so.
On. Louisville doesn't have a chance, so sorry.
Texas says DJ to DOS. Texas says, what
Dragons.
If Satterfield landed Arch?
Well, that would be a haymaker.
He needs some more billboards.
Then Pierce Clarkson would take his entire recruiting class and go somewhere else.
They go to
A&M.
That's
exactly what happened.
They go to Jimbo.
He go to A&M.
Texas says, Sweeney, DJ versus Dillingham rankings is a bad topic. Sweeney, let's talk about what high school DJ should play for. Texas says, I thought Liberman was Jason Ants.
By the way,
go ahead.
Jason Ince was in an all-time bad Twitter conversation with Ethan Moore.
Tell Jack today. Jack, so, did you see any of this?
I saw it.
Oh,
I just sighed and logged out Twitter.
It was about Racing Lou.
Okay.
Okay. And
they got rid of Salmon.
They got rid of one of their better offensive players.
She wanted in the game.
Yes.
For some reason, she wasn't in the game.
Yep.
She wanted more PT.
Right.
You do a little trade in the middle of the season.
Right, so she's gone. So Ethan Moore's like, what the heck's going on? Racing needs offense. Why are we trading one of our better offensive players? Which makes sense. Big Racing fan Ethan Moore didn't know.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know he's a big Racing
fan.
Oh,
yeah.
I had no idea.
You're just learning this today?
I found that out today.
Wow.
Yeah, I found. So then Ince claps back.
Well, I had to bring Ince in.
Oh, did you? Oh, you
I was the one that said, Ince, what do you think?
Yeah.
Ince is going to have you know.
He's got an opinion.
Ince is back in the club. It's a shock.
Yeah. Well, Ince, of course.
Ince Giovanni?
It's
Jonathan Ince.
Jonathan Ince. Ince had to carry some water for Racing Lou. Was like,
did he really?
She doesn't fit the system.
Oh, not the system.
She doesn't fit the tactics. Here's the explanation.
Did he really say that? Hang on. Did he say tactics?
I don't think Jack just made that up.
The money would have been perfect if he did.
She doesn't fit the system. We're not an attacking system. We have to get a player that fits the system better. And Ethan Moore was like, surely it'll be another offensive player, right? So, yeah, of course, Ince was, you know, the racing expert that needed to correct Ethan Moore. Ince knows what's good
for the
program.
Exact tweet is, the manager wants to play a pressing style, and that's not her game. It's like asking a traditional big to play in a fast-paced perimeter offense. This will be a better fit for her and frees up money in an international slot to bring in someone better suited to the manager's style. So you're saying the manager can't adjust?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, isn't that what the best coaches do? They adjust to the players.
They adjust to the players. Exactly.
Unless you're Chris Mack.
Force their style. Force their style on everybody else. They adjust.
Yeah. Do you see Mitch, by the way, the last time we had a coach go overseas for a recruit, turned out great. And it had a picture of Chris Mack and Aidan Gahan's mom.
Oh, yeah, he flew to Ireland. That's right. I forgot about it. Good pick up, Mitchell Hannigan. Yeah, that's right.
Someone flew to Ireland. I will not say who.
He flew to Ireland to get Aidan Gahan. He's now in Grand Canyon. What a
But
bum.
Did he have an offer from Kentucky or not?
Absolute bum. Chris Mack stinks. Oh, God. Y'all believed in that man. He's going to Ireland to get the Hulk. And then the Hulk's in Grand Canyon, and y'all hate both guys. Y'all are such bums. Y'all butt-kissing bums. He's getting the Hulk. He's got a Kentucky offer. No, he doesn't. No, yeah, he does. Yeah.
And also said, that's the other part. Ebony is a poacher. A damn good one. Lethal, in fact. But we need someone who makes runs and creates space. And that's simply not her style either.
What's a I thought a poacher was someone that, like,
hunts animals. Like an elephant.
Yeah, or like a rhino or a lion.
The greatest internet thing when people were really starting to be fooled on Facebook was... Stephen King, or it was somebody, maybe it was Goldblum, next to one of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, it was
and they're
Goldblum,
like, he
yeah.
killed, like, Jeff Goldblum hunts animals, and people are killing them.
Yeah, it was Jeff Goldblum. Goldblum's like, what?
Goldblum.
He's like, well, people are talking about me. Well, at least that's good, I guess.
Oh, man. More Jeff Goldblum talk next.